Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Orange County joins the list of 42 other counties in California under a state of emergency over storm damage. LA Unified School District workers announce a strike date at a downtown rally. And Southern California's wholesale water supplier is dropping restrictions. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 16th. I'm Suzanne Poitlet, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Cafeteria workers, custodians, special ed teachers, and others who work for the Los Angeles Unified School Districts say that they will walk off the job for 3 days next week. LAist intern Ryan Mena says their union local has gotten a pledge of support from the teachers' union.
SEIU Local 99 will be out on strike beginning Tuesday, March 21st. Max Arias, the union's executive director, announced the dates of the three-day strike at the end of SEIU's joint rally with UTLA. Yesterday's event gathered thousands of union members and supporters at downtown's Grand Park.
Members of SEIU Local 99 have over 30,000 employees in all. They've been working on a new three-year contract with LA Unified and say the strike is meant to press district administrators to come up with a better offer. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has said schools would temporarily close if workers strike and teachers honor the picket lines. He says district negotiators are prepared to meet around the clock to avert this scenario. The rain has moved on, but it won't be dry for long. Today, it'll be cloudy with some sun and a warming trend. This weekend, a weak storm will bring a chance of rain, then a stronger storm will move in Tuesday. Meantime, Orange County has been added to the list of counties in the state that are under a state of emergency declaration because of storm damage. It makes state resources and funding available for storm response and relief efforts. In San Clemente, heavy rain over the last few days caused a major bluff to erode along the coast. Four small apartment buildings had to be evacuated. LAist Orange County reporter Jill Replogle says authorities are on the lookout for further erosion.
The base of the steep bluff below the homes is piled high with dirt, patio furniture, and chunks of concrete from the decks that collapsed. Residents were allowed to pack up their things, but will only be allowed to return if and when it's deemed safe. Authorities are watching the slope underneath adjacent homes for signs that it could also give way, especially with more rain expected next week. They said anyone who lives on a slope should be monitoring for changes in the slope that might signal weakness. Also, check for leaks from swimming pools and watering systems that could oversaturate soils. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Replogle.
Elsewhere in Orange County, there were people having fun in the rain, as we hear from LAist reporter Aaron Stone.
Rain didn't stop Temecula resident Johnny Lund from going to Disneyland in Anaheim on Tuesday.
Space Mountain only had like a 30-minute wait, and it was raining. It was just a lot of fun.
Jay Burris is the CEO of Visit Anaheim. He says the rain hasn't kept visitors from, excuse the pun, flooding into the city. He says hotels have been at 95% of their capacity.
The crowds have been great. We've not seen a drop at all. We've seen some of our highest numbers to date.
Burris says factors such as Disneyland's reservation system and post-pandemic revenge travel are some of the main factors for keeping tourism flowing. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California is dropping its emergency restrictions on outdoor watering that it adopted last year. The MWD supplies drinking water to cities and water districts from Oxnard to the Mexican border and as far east as Hemet and Temecula. The district says lifting the outdoor watering restrictions does not mean people can stop conserving water. Cities and water districts that it supplies can still maintain or impose their own watering restrictions if they see the need. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says her administration is making progress moving unhoused Angelenos off the street. LAist housing reporter David Wagner notes, however, that getting them into permanent housing is far more challenging.
Mayor Bass's signature homelessness program, Inside Safe, has rolled out to 13 different parts of the city so far. Bass says by next week, at the end of her first 100 days in office, more than 1,000 people living in tents will have accepted offers of shelter, such as a temporary hotel room.
And I believe in these 100 days we have disproven that people do not want to leave the streets.
But after people move into these hotels, they're struggling to find a permanent home. So far, Inside Safe has placed only 62 people in permanent supportive housing. Bass says she has increased staffing at the city's housing authority in order to speed up housing voucher approvals for people waiting to move into permanent housing. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Sylmar has unveiled new decorative crosswalks at several intersections along San Fernando Road. The crosswalks feature Mexica symbols that represent the indigenous roots of the community. Michael Centeno heads up a local bookstore, Tia Chucas, that worked with the government for 3 years to create and design the crosswalks.
The other symbol we chose was Olin, which is representative of movement. So movement, you know, within our lives, but also the movement in nature. And then also to coincide with the movement, that's the literal movement that's happening in our communities, on our streets, by our people.
That stretch of San Fernando Road there in Sylmar is an area where safety has been an issue for pedestrians, bicyclists, and drivers who share the same space. The Adobe Foundation has awarded a $250,000 grant to USC's School of Dramatic Arts MFA acting program. The money will go to support the production of short films by students from underrepresented groups. Program director David Warshawski says that it'll help pave the way for students to become well-rounded creators, both in front of and behind the camera.
Where we have the truck, we have the grips, we have our own camera equipment, we have our own sound so that we can score our pieces and that we're not relying on other more traditional places to come and help us out.
USC's latest Annenberg Inclusion Initiative report found that among Academy Award nominees since 2015, 17% were from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. Orshovsky says it's progress, but more needs to be accomplished.
That data, those percentage points, is what they're up against. So in other words, it's moved in their favor, but they're still up against the challenge of that.
Orshovsky notes that 3 out of every 4 USC MFA acting program enrollees are non-white. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.